This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Cindy Sheehan, excerpts of Voices of a People's History of the United States, edited by historian Howard Zinn and Anthony Arnoff. If you'd like to get a copy of today's broadcast, you can go to our website at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdelkaddous, John Hamilton, Anna Noguera, Elizabeth Press, Yoruba Richin, Maddie Harper, Aaron Mate. Mike DeFilippo is our engineer. Special thanks to Uri Galed, Kieran Krug-Meadows, and Lily Thorn. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to KPFT 90.1 FM Houston.
Spoken word libation. Thanks and all praises due to the originator of the heavens and earth, the one that decreeth a matter and says, but be. And it is. For those who supremely honored the Jalia, such as Bela Fasike, Aesop, Morikanja Giapate, Fasili Kante, Benzumana Sissoko, Masa Makan Giapate, Tom Watson, Louise Anderson, Ayubu Kamau, and in return receive the honor of Lamba, the song sung by griots to celebrate the memory of those who have been faithful to the truth and to the great traditions of the word. Those named and unnamed. And we continue to pour libation for the word seed as it crossed the waters, passing on African truths to spirits unbuckling and relentlessly seeking freedom. Oladao Ikuyano, Otuba Kujuano, those whose words raise feet of running, Tice Davis, Harriet Tubman, Elijah Anderson, Jane Lewis, John Mason, Cy Henson, those named and unnamed. For those leaders whose words of courage sought liberation, Shaka Zulu and Zinga, Kwame Nkrumah, Denmark Vesey, Nathaniel Turner, Joseph Sinclair, Madison Washington, Frederick Douglass, pushing forward Marcus Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Mary McLeod Bethune, Martin Malcolm Edgar, Kwame Ture, those named and unnamed. For those who bellowed the word into story poems, story songs, Antar, Paul Robeson, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Marian Anderson, Nat King Cole, Muddy Waters, Billie Holiday, Bessie Jones, Mahalia Jackson, Marvin Gaye, No Pointer, those named and unnamed. For the wordsmiths who transpose from the oral to the written, inscribing messages to raise up, rise high, reaffirm and recommit. Okat Pupatik, Elyoun Jean, Sojourner Truth, Alexander Dumas, William Still Langston Hughes, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Zora Neale Hurston, James Baldwin, Richard Wright, John Henry Clark, those named and unnamed. For Lorraine, Ruth, and Carl, who spoke unto me. For our children, whose words may yet be a whisper and growth to a roar. For those in the womb whose first cry has yet to be heard. for those yet to form, whose word is but God's signature upon their souls. To the Jalis, Imagosis, Umadisis, Jojos, Griots, storytellers, past to present to future, Ashe.
This is Minister Robert Muhammad. Join KPFT as we celebrate the first night of Kwanzaa live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., a celebration of Umoja, Unity, family celebration at the 3rd Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Remember, that's live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., the first night of Kwanzaa.
It comes to us through ancestral bloodline, collective work responsibility for our global economics and political destiny.
I want to say that I'm an African. I celebrate Kwanzaa because I'm an African.
Welcome to KPFT. I'm Akua Holt, and let's come together. It is Kwanzaa time. This is our special Kwanzaa edition coming to you live from the Third Ward Multipurpose Center. Of course, I'm in the studio, but we will be talking to Minister Robert Muhammad in just a few minutes. Of course, tonight is Monday, December the 26th. This is the first night of Kwanzaa. The celebration is being held right now at the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Innis Street. It started about 6:45 this afternoon, this evening, so you still have a lot to catch up. Earlier today, there were children activities at the Children's Museum, and right now you can go out to the African Market and pick up all sorts of items there. There's food, there's all kinds of things, there's performances. They should be doing the Unity Circle right now, and again, we'll be checking in with Minister Robert coming up very shortly. But for now, we want to let you know you were listening to a song, Let's Come Together. It's Kwanzaa time, and that song is by Steve Cobb and Shabunduku. They're out of Chicago, and this is a Kwanzaa CD that they produced a couple of years ago. This is available at Shake Community Center. And before that, we heard from Queen Noor, Karen El-Amin, who started off with the libation, which is a tradition in Kwanzaa or in any African activity. There's a libation that's poured to open the way, to call on the ancestors and the Creator to bless the event. So we're giving you a little snippet of what the ceremony of Kwanzaa is all about. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, the regular program that you listen to each Monday night, they were gracious enough to give us this time, and they will be back again with you on next Monday night, same time, same place. But for now, sit back and relax. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we'll be with you, giving you Kwanzaa highlights and Kwanzaa updates, Kwanzaa music, and all that above. And again, this is our fourth season of covering Kwanzaa Live. Tonight, Minister Robert Muhammad will be talking to us from the Third Ward Multipurpose Center. I'm Akua Holt, along with our board engineer, Brother Abdul Wahid, and also my co-anchor tonight, Ege. And Ege is going to talk to us more about the meaning of Kwanzaa and the founding of Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday which celebrates family, community, and culture. Celebrated from the 26th of December to the 1st of January, its origins are in the first harvest celebrations of Africa, from which it takes its name. The name Kwanzaa is derived from the phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits in Swahili, a Pan-African language which is the most widely spoken African language. The first fruit celebrations are recorded in African history as far back as ancient Egypt and Nubia, and appear in ancient and modern times in other classical African civilizations such as Ashanti land and Yoruba land. These celebrations are also found in ancient and modern times among societies ranging from the Zulu Empire to the Kingdom of Swaziland and groups such as the Matabele, Thonga and Lovedu, all of southeastern Africa. Kwanzaa builds on the five fundamental principles of continental African first fruit celebrations: ingathering, reverence, commemoration, recommitment, and celebration. Kwanzaa is then a time of ingathering of the people to affirm the bonds between them. This is Ege with Pacifica Radio, Houston, KPFT 90.1.
Afarigani,
Ujamaa,
what's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need, cause I've been penny pinching, nickel and diamond, quarter stacking, only to end up a day late and a dollar short. From owning my own business, making economically sound decisions with precision, preparing for my future, see. I used to love to work all day while Mr. Charlie and the boys would play golf and talk stocks and bonds. But what about bondage of the mind? Knowledge is power, so spread the wealth. Let's try a little economic self-help. Black people, Afarigani,
Ujamaa,
what's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Hey, bruh, we get some spread change.
Yeah, if you can change the way my dollar turns over in the black community. See, there used to be brothers like Frederick Douglass and Garvey who wanted to see our controlling and owning our independent financial destiny, planning the food that we ate, build the homes in which we raise our children, the ships in which we sailed the seas. Now we're consumed with navigators to navigate through metro areas and escalades to masquerade ourselves to death.
To death?
Yes, to death. Abaragani!
Ujama!
What's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Hey, man, let me get finished for a beer.
First, lend me your ear. Okay. There's a couple things I need you to hear. For us to institute some Ujama, your mind must be clear. The answer is simple, so come near. It starts like this. Begin with self for growth to exist. You got to start building your nest. So from your next check, pay you 10% before your money starts to move. Do this 6 to 10 months without touching it once. Meanwhile, check out some black investment clubs. There's a couple corporate brothers and sisters spreading the love. If not, take it a step above. Place it into a sound CD. Get a little interest building up so your children can receive a college education with ease. Next, stop renting houses, leasing cars, charging up credit cards, and you'll see just how far your dollar will stretch once you start owning your own business. Abaragani!
Ujama!
What's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need, because I've been penny pinching, nickel and diamond, quarter stacking, only to end up a day late and a dollar short. Abaragani!
Ujama!
What's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Abaragani!
Ujama!
What's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need, because I've been penny pinching, nickel and diamond, quarter stacking, only to end up a day late and a dollar short. Let's wake up, black people. Abaragani!
Ujama!
What's the news?
Cooperative economics.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Right, we heard music live from Zen. That's from his Kwanzaa CD, Trickle Down Entertainment. And Zen is performing live at Kwanzaa right now at Shape Community, not at Shape Center, but actually it's being presented by the Greater
Houston
Kwanzaa's. I was getting ready to introduce you. You know that voice, right?
I'm just a voice.
You're just a voice. You're not just a voice. We're joined by Mwalimu, Reverend Fana, from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. How you get a tan that quickly? It's wintertime.
Abaragani.
Umoja.
I got a tan.
You thought I was going to get that wrong. I saw you looking at me. But we have our friend holding on the phone, our friend, the brother whom we love, Minister Robert Muhammad, is also live from the location of Kwanzaa tonight, which is,
Third Ward Multipurpose Center.
3611 Ennis Street. Minister Robert.
Mbogani.
Umoja.
Umoja, unity. That's the news today, unity. This place, they stacked and packed up in here.
Amen.
I can't believe so many Africans up in here and wannabe Africans. It's everything out here.
It's all good.
We just finished pouring libations. We had, of course, the drum call come in. We had a beautiful ceremony. We had elders. We had youth playing the drums, getting the spirit in. Of course, we having libations to the ancestors. We have participation not only from Houston, but also from our New Orleans brothers and sisters who are here and sharing this Kwanzaa celebration with us in the spirit of unity. And so we being blessed as we are, we are having the best of times here. And you don't need me lying about it. I'm having a good time here.
Amen.
Sitting at the KPFT table with our banner flying high and letting them all know that KPFT is in the house. And everyone has been friendly. They're in good spirits. But I'm telling you, it's standing room only in here.
That's the way we like it.
I had to step off to the side. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear me given the volume that's going on in the main auditorium. So we we're blessed to be down here at 3611 Ennis, and if you have time, we invite you to come on down and get some of this Kwanzaa experience. It's not just for those of us who are originally from Africa, but some of us who migrated around the planet. You can come on down here and get a little taste of Kwanzaa today, because Kwanzaa is not a religious celebration. Kwanzaa is a cultural celebration, and come on and enjoy the culture as we are enjoying it. It's not a Muslim day. It's not a Christian day. It's not a Hebrew day. It's not even so much a traditionalist day. It's a day that incorporates us all. And, of course, the first principle of Kwanzaa is unity, or umoja.
Yes, and we also want to remind the public or people who are listening that Kwanzaa is free. You can take the entire family, right?
Absolutely. It is. I'm, like I said, when they had the drum call, when Dr. Khan was here, he's here, and he began, Brother Khan, the martial artist and also the drummer, he began, he had an elder that was playing drums, a 73-year-old sister who was there on the drums, and also then came in Brother Shango from over at Seha. He came in, and he had baby, I don't know, that teenage little boy, he must have been at least 6 years old playing the drums. So we're here, and like I said, it is a family celebration. I'm seeing people... I haven't seen literally all year long. I'm seeing them. There's children on top of their parents' shoulders looking and participating. I'm really am proud to be here, and I'm proud to be representing KPFT at this particular event.
You're listening to Minister Robert Muhammad. I'm Akua Holt, also joined by
Reverend Fana.
From the Shrine of Black Madonna, live. I have Fana, and he's just still fresh from Arizona. Where were you? Arizona? Nevada?
New Mexico.
And he's got one of those Western tans here. It's not Midwest, but it's kind of like Desert West.
Go on,
cowboy.
Before we go there, let me say something about Kwanzaa before we get started. I think one of the things that we have to always remember why culture is important, because many times we want to kind of hit people on the head with certain ideas. But what culture does, what music does, what theater does, what arts do, is it gives the message in a non-defensive kind of way, where people can actually receive and understand that we are a little bit more than what they say on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's so important that people come out to the Kwanzaa celebrations and actually experience it. Because when you experience your brothers and sisters, you have a whole different kind of feeling than you do when you're watching them on television or you even listening on the radio. It's still different just to be there live. It's something about being there live that you just can't replace.
And speaking of being there live, is by any chance you can catch up with Deloitte Parker tonight or any people from the Kwanzaa Planning Committee, we would like to have a chat with them. But while you're listening, I want to remind you, you're listening to Pacifica Radio. This is our special edition Kwanzaa program live. We traditionally do this every year, December 26th. Minister Robert Muhammad is on location at the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Kwanzaa started at about 6:45. It's only 7:23. You still have time. If you're listening to the sound of our voices, you have time to gather up your family,
gather up
yourself, and go to this celebration.
Another thing we want to say about Kwanzaa, which is really important, is that when you get next to your people and you're there and you start seeing possibilities of what can happen. Today is the umoja, and that means unity, and you actually start feeling like, you know what, we're going to be all right.
Minister Robert?
Yes.
All right.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, you know, and as I close and I go back out here and dive right back into the festivities, and I leave you all to the studio and the audience, but we'll be reporting back here live, and I will grab members of the citywide Kwanzaa committee. But having said that, I simply want to say this, you know, a lot of times when people, when we have this discussion of African enslavement, the Middle Passage, what we went through for the 400 years that we have suffered here, many people are very afraid to come around this because they think we have what is called angry black man syndrome. But if they would come out to Kwanzaa, they would see the expression of that which we've tried to recapture, which is the essence of what we are in terms of our language, in terms of our art, in terms of our expression with the drums, expression with dance, expression just so the people can understand that what we want is our human dignity and our human rights. And so this is an opportunity for all people to come together and to be in the circle of unity and to participate in this joyous occasion called Kwanzaa, first principle, umoja, unity.
Thank you, Minister Robert.
We'll get back with you in a little bit, my brother.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Again, you were listening to Minister Robert Muhammad reporting live from the Kwanzaa celebration, Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Innis Street. The first night is Emoji. Of course, this is Monday, December the 26th. If you want to join them, please do so. This event was planned by the Greater Houston Kwanzaa Committee.
Amen.
And this committee, their Kwanzaa is going on all week, but we want to let you know on tomorrow night, just so you can put this on your calendar, tomorrow night you can celebrate Kwanzaa at the Girls and Boys Preparatory Academy. Also, let's see, there's a number you can call as well, 713-521-0641. So write that on your calendar.
Say that number
tomorrow,
again.
713-521-0641. That's the number you can call for additional information. You can log on to Shape Center's website, which is www.shape.org. www.shape.org. And we're going to talk more to Fana about some of the things that the Shrine is doing to celebrate Kwanzaa as well, because you're going to host a night of Kwanzaa. Several nights of Kwanzaa, too, at least,
right?
Two nights. We'll talk about that. But for now, we want to let you know in the audience, we have special gifts to give away tonight.
Tonight.
We have some wonderful Kwanzaa gifts to give away. So write this number down to 713-526-5738. I know we've given you lots of numbers tonight, but you want to remember that number. Now, this first gift, we have to dedicate this first gift, Brother Fanon, to members only.
Members only.
And you know about that.
Yes.
Because we got
the Operation Unity Network is a good, upstanding member.
And not only that, there are many members at the Shrine who are members of KPFT.
That's right.
Now, if you want to partake in what we're about to give away, which is a Basquiat book.
All right.
This is the Basquiat catalog.
All right.
That exhibit is going on now at the Museum of Fine Arts through mid-February. And we have the catalog to give away, which is valued at, I think, $50 or $60.
$60 was the last number I heard.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Okay. So we're going to give that book away to the fourth caller. And I know some people like to ask trivia questions like who started Kwanzaa, et cetera, et cetera. But we've already given you all those answers.
Did we give all those answers out already?
Yeah. Should we ask it again?
I think we should find out who started Kwanzaa in the United States.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do that.
Sounds good.
I said four callers. Somebody's calling already. 713-526-5738. I said four caller. Brother Fanon just added on a question,
a trivia question.
Who started Kwanzaa in the United States?
And if you can't remember the first number, always remember 713-JAM, J-A-M, K-P-F-T. That's what I do.
That's
when
right. And why people are thinking and getting your wills. Now, remember, this gift is for members only.
That's right.
And I think our members deserve that and deserve a great verbal expression of appreciation, because we have people who help us float and stay financially solid.
That's right.
And I think those members should be rewarded. So again, if you are a member and you'd like to get this, just give us a call, 713-526-5738.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Yes, but for now, we're going to take a music break. More Kwanzaa music by Steve Cobb and Shavam Duka coming up.
Greetings, this is Minister Robert Muhammad. Join KPFT as we celebrate the first night of Kwanzaa live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., a celebration of Umoja, Unity, family celebration at the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Remember, that's live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., the first night of Kwanzaa.
upon a time, we had our land, our culture, and our minds. Surely we had tribes, but we all live right there in Africa. Things began to change. There were forces that divided us. Spread throughout the world, we seem unsure about our heritage.
us, Kwanzaa was created to reaffirm and restore our rootedness in African culture. It is, therefore, an expression of recovery and reconstruction of African culture, which was being conducted in the general context of the Black Liberation Movement of the 60s, and in the specific context of the organization US, the founding organization of Kwanzaa, and the authoritative keeper of its tradition. Secondly, Kwanzaa was created to serve as a regular communal celebration to reaffirm and reintroduce the bonds between us as a people. It was designed to be an ingathering to strengthen community and reaffirm common identity, purpose and direction as a people and a world community. Thirdly, Kwanzaa was created to introduce and reinforce the Nguzu Saba, the seven principles. These seven communitarian African values are umoja, unity, kujichagulia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative economics, nia, purpose, kuumba, creativity, and imani, faith. This stress on the Nguzu Saba was at the same time an emphasis on the importance of African communitarian values in general, which stress family, community, culture, and speak to the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. And Kwanzaa was conceived as a fundamental and important way to introduce and reinforce these values and cultural and cultivate appreciation for them. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Dr. Marlana Karenga, Professor, Department of Black Studies at California State University, Long Beach, author and scholar activist who stresses the indispensable need to preserve and continue to revitalize and promote African American culture. We invite you to take part tonight at the celebration of Umoja Unity, a family celebration at Third Ward Multi-Service Center, 3611 Enos, Houston. It is ongoing as we speak, and we invite you all to take part and participate. Take your friends and your family. It's a gathering to celebrate culture and community. This is Ege with KPFT 90.1 Pacifica Radio.
Habari Gani!
Umoja!
Rasta News!
Unity!
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 With divine intervention, a movement formed by the people. The principle, simple, commit to community control. Our struggle for equal rights. Take a sip right from Kikombe Chaumoja. Upholder, unite in front, Sankofa. Return to your past to want more from your future. Place some cable down. Foundation makes for a strong nation. Starting with the sisters. Brothers gotta work it out. Come on. Brothers gotta work it out. Protect and provide proper supplies for the seeds to grow. We all know what to do, so come on. With your soul, make a sound. Look to the right and say, we are, therefore I am.
We are, therefore I am.
Look to the left and say it again.
We are, therefore I am.
I like the sound, say it again.
We are, therefore I am.
A mirror image of you, and I love myself. And I promise to help you to be the best you, you can be. Anything you desire. Black butterfly, spread thy wings and soar to greatness in race and culture. Because you're supposed to. Love and support one another. That's what unity means. So somebody back me up. Blow. We are there for I am. You and I, you are.
like the hit.
Here it goes.
What's the news?
Yes, Habari Ghani again.
Well, you know, while we got a second here, let's do a commercial. Why should I come to Kwanzaa celebration? Tell me three things that you could think of.
Well, I know for one, people will say because it's free.
Free, that's a good reason.
I'm just telling you general stuff. Number two, they have food.
Food.
And number three, it's just so lively.
Lively.
You know, with culture, with history, with energy. You know, I love to see the people I haven't seen all year, the babies and the parents and the elders, and oh my God, Mama Delaney, Mrs.
Yes.
Denver, I can't always wait to see them, Reverend McMillan from Inbuff, and Mr. Kofi. Ed, the mayor of Third Ward. I'm naming the elders first. I'm not going to get in trouble naming those younguns that you're talking about. Kofi is young on the food chain, but the elders are what really move me, to see them so regal each and every year, and they fought this struggle long before me, and they're still there standing tall.
Let me give you three other reasons to come to Kwanzaa.
All right.
One, you know, videos are nice, but it's nothing like live. You know, mm-hmm. we talk about taking the music back. One thing about coming to Kwanzaa is you get to take the community back in terms of connecting with people again.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see people and connect with them. That's one.
And you guys, he thought about the question and the answer, all right? So that's why his answer sound better than mine. But that's all right. Go ahead, Brother.
And then number two, let me share this with you. You know, sometimes we don't hear a whole lot of black poetry, see a whole lot of black theater, especially down here in Houston.
You're going to drop some on us tonight, right?
I'm going to share something about that.
Okay.
So sometimes when you get out there and you actually get to hear some of the young poets that are here, the slam poets who are going to be performing, I know they'll be on the program this evening, you start reconnecting back with, you know, that's how I really feel. Because poetry usually says what you feel on the inside, but sometimes because of the way the world is, you don't really let it out on the outside.
And speaking of poetry, let me drop this for a minute. You know, this book, I got this book at the Shrine of Black Madonna, by the way.
That.
Black Folk Wit, Wisdom, and Sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could happen without African proverbs.
That's right.
All right.
Throw one on us.
Okay, I'll throw one on you. Can I borrow your glasses? All right. This one says, evil knows where evil sleeps. And that's from West Africa. This is from the Hausa.
Mm-hmm.
Evil knows where evil sleeps.
Well, you know the way we say that here.
Mm-hmm.
If you lay down in the dirt.
Oh, yes.
You're going to get dirty.
Right. Or if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas.
Which brings us to my third point of why it's good to get the Kwanzaa. It's good to be around people who like being with each other.
Mm.
It's good to be around black folk who like being black.
Okay.
Because it reminds you how much you like being black.
That's right.
And that's the third reason to come to Kwanzaa. So you got a lot of reasons to get out tonight and come enjoy the Kwanzaa celebration. And as I say that, I'm going to segue into my brother, my fearless friend, who is always... We're not ready for this, right? Okay, well, now...
I'll let you know when we're ready, all right? Because I got my eye on some things, but okay. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give me one more of those wise sayings.
Okay, yes, I will do that. All right. This is very appropriate for what's going on today. This says, war ends nothing.
War ends nothing. Amen. Now, you know that's for real, because we can see that it's painful to have brothers and sisters or human beings, period, caught up in a war that is nothing but evil personified. Designed by evil folks, created by evil folks, creating evil all the time, creating unnecessary suffering. I think one thing we have to remember, we always talk about the troops here, that's true. But there are people, who families, who live in the country that we're at war with now, who don't deserve this kind of world, who don't deserve it. And so, you know, it never solves anything, because the truth is, if you come into a land and you take over the land, every generation that comes along after that will always want to take their land back. It's a time-tested theory. It's going to be true in the past. It's going to be true in the present. It's going to be true in the future. This planet is big enough for everybody. There's enough resources on here for everybody. The problem is not that the planet's not ready for everybody. The problem is we have some wrong attitudes that don't serve everybody. And that's why Kwanzaa is important, because it brings those communal values where we value the land and we value the people. Well, and I've got that look in your eye.
Yes, I was speaking of value. Mm-hmm. I love our listeners, Brother Kafunde, who's mm-hmm. always on top and correct. And congratulations, Brother Kafunde, to
congratulations.
Your son. His son graduated this year, by the way.
All right.
He called and told me that I got Reverend Milligan's name wrong. I said Macmillan.
You said Macmillan?
Yeah, that's what
he said.
He's
a reverend too, but
I thought
Ernest
so.
Is a reverend also.
I was thinking about Reverend Milligan.
Milligan.
But I said
Macmillan.
Macmillan.
Well, let's get this straight. Reverend Ernest Macmillan works with the Fifth Ward Enrichment Program.
Okay.
He's a good minister. And Reverend Milligan works with the Black United Front.
You know his African name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Reverend Milligan.
Reverend Milligan.
Exactly. That elder.
That
Thank you,
elder.
Brother Kafunde. And I know you're going to stand by to win some of the stuff we're going to give away. But, Brother Fanau, they're doing the keynote address right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come to Minister Robert a little bit later on in the program. But for now, guess what's coming up?
Talk
One
to
of
me.
Your favorite drummers.
Say it.
Of
say
all
it.
Time.
Of all time. It must be Olatunji.
Yes, it is.
Follow your mind. This was the president of South Africa. He is, to all intents and purposes, the president of Africa. And he should be the president of the world. Modiba Nelson Mandela.
As you may know, I recently formally announced my retirement from public life. However, as long as poverty, injustice, and gross inequality persist in our world, none of us can fully rest. I am sad to say that in this new century, millions of people in the world's poorest countries remain imprisoned, enslaved, and in chains. They are trapped in the prison of poverty. It is time to set them free, and like slavery and apartheid, poverty is not natural. It is man-made and can be overcome and eradicated by the action of human beings. This year is a unique opportunity to do just that. The G8 leaders, when they meet in Scotland in July, have already promised to focus on the issue of poverty, especially in Africa. The steps that they must take to bring this about are very clear. The first is ensuring trade justice. The second is an end to the debt crisis for the poorest countries. The third is to deliver much more aid and make sure it is of the highest quality. I say to all those leaders, do not look the other way. Do not hesitate. Recognize that the world is hungry for action, not words. Act with courage and vision. I am proud to wear this white band tonight. Sometimes it falls upon a generation to be great. You can be that great generation. You have that opportunity to act now. Let us work to make poverty history this year. And then we can all stand with our heads held high. I thank you.
Standing right in front of me.
Kwanzaa has seven basic symbols and two supplemental ones. Each represents values and concepts reflective of African culture and contributive to community building and reinforcement. The basic symbols in Swahili and then in English are Mazao, the crops. These are symbolic of African harvests, celebrations, and of the rewards of productive and collective labor. Nkeka, the mat. This is symbolic of our tradition and history, and therefore the foundation on which we build. Kinara, the candle holder. This is symbolic of our roots, our parent people, continental Africans. Muhindi, the corn. This is symbolic of our children and our future, which they embody. Mishuma Saba, the seven candles. These are symbolic of the Nkuzu Saba, the seven principles, the matrix and minimum set of values, which African people are urged to live by in order to rescue and reconstruct their lives in their own image and according to their own needs. Kikombe Cha Umoja, the Unity Cup. This is symbolic of the foundational principle and practice of unity, which makes all else possible. Zawadi, the gifts. These are symbolic of the labor and love of our parents and commitments made and kept by the children. The two supplemental symbols are Bendera, the flag. The colors of the Kwanzaa flag are the colors of the organization US, black, red, and green. Black for the people, red for their struggle, green for the future and hope that comes from their struggle. It is based on the colors given by the horn, Honorable Marcus Garvey, as national colors for African people throughout the world. Nguzu Sawa poster is the last supplemental symbol. It is the poster of the seven principles. This is Egging with KPFT, Houston, 90.1. Once again, we invite everyone to take part in the celebration of Umoja down at Third World Multi-Service Center, 3611 Ennis, Houston.
Greetings, this is Minister Robert Muhammad. Join KPFT as we celebrate the first night of Kwanzaa live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., a celebration of Umoja, Unity, family celebration at the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Remember, that's live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., the first night of Kwanzaa.
Yana Gregory, and you're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, 90.1 FM, Houston.
And again, you're listening to music. This is live music. Pangus, the Senegalese. This is Les Ballet Africains, you know, right. Brother Fana.
I love them.
Yes, I'm Akua Holton. Along with me.
This is Brother Fana.
That's right.
Operation Unity Network in the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
Live Shrine of the Black Madonna in the house. Do you know, I heard two people coming to the shrine in January. I'm making a segue here. Jay California Cooper.
Yes.
You're supposed to know the date.
I can't tell you
but
now.
But we'll get it.
We'll get
all right, and Michael Eric Dyson.
That's right.
Free.
Free.
At the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Two celebrated authors.
Before we go there, though, people have been asking me for the last 3 months, are we going to do it again? And I said, yes. Let me say, share what we're talking about. Last year, we had the first Michael Olatunji drum circle and fire ritual. And we had a wonderful time. It starts at 4 o'clock. And what we did, we had 30 drummers come from around the city. And we had a wonderful time. The drummers were magnificent. We drummed from 4 o'clock till almost 7 o'clock. And also, we segued right in from there. We went inside for the Kwanzaa celebration, which starts at 7 p.m. So, yes, on January 1st, at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, we will have the second annual Olatunji African Drum Circle and Fire Ritual. And, yes, officiating the fire ritual again this year will be our own city councilwoman, Ada Edwards. And again, I want to say, for those who've never been at a fire ritual, this is not the Texas A&M bonfire. This is a ritual that has a small fire. And what you do is you put down the challenges you're going to be facing for the year to come. And you write them on a piece of paper, and you put them into the fire. And with a combination of the drumming and the people and the chanting and the things that go on, those messages that are then sent to the ancestors, so you will have spiritual strengthening for the struggles that you face in the year to come, so that you can have spiritual power to do the things that you've been called upon to do and to use those gifts that have been given to you by the Creator. So we look forward to everyone on January 1st at 4 p.m. at the Shrine of the Black Madonna Bookstore and Culture Center on Martin Luther King Boulevard between Old Spanish Trail and Griggs. 4 p.m. will be the second annual Olatunji African Drum Circle and Fire Ritual. And again, this is complimentary to the community. It's free to the community. The drummers, these drummers perform in all kind of orchestras and bands, and they give their time. They give their time on the first day of the year to celebrate back with the community the gifts that they've been given. So again, we ask anyone who has a drum to bring your instrument and come join us. It doesn't matter if you've been drumming for one day or if you've been drumming for 1,000 days. The way that it's set up, we have master drummers who sit next to drummers who are just starting and give them the rhythm, and it's just a beautiful thing. Last year, we had drummers as young as 5 years old, and we had drummers who are as old as 80. And we're looking forward to the same thing this year. So again, we want to invite the community to join us for the second annual Olatunji African Drum Circle and Fire Ritual, which is January 1st, 4 p.m. at the Shrine of Black Madonna Bookstore and Culture Center located on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Now we're going to segue back into what we were talking. I want to read a quick statement that we have that comes out of Kenya, and it says, seeing is different from being told. And on that note, seeing is different from being told. That's why we want you still, while you have time, to drop by the multipurpose center tonight, or get on schedule to drop by and see all the Kwanzaa celebrations going on this week.
That's right. 3611 Ennis Street. Minister Robert Muhammad is on location. The keynote speaker is speaking at this point, so he's not able to break away. But he's going to get tell us about the keynote speaker and his message, or his or her message. And we'll be chatting with him a little later on. But for now, we promise you we'd be giving things away all night.
Mm-hmm. Did we have the winner for the first one?
Yes, we did.
Who was the winner? The winner
for the first one is this midwife that delivers babies
throughout
the Third War in the country.
Around the country.
I think they call her Ayana. You know her?
Mother Ayana Ade.
Mother Ayana? Mother Ayana Ade.
Yes.
Sister Ayana Ade. That's what she said on the phone.
Queen Ayana Ade.
Queen Ayana Ade. Well, okay. Queen Ayana Ade. She's a member, long-time member of Pacifica Radio, and she actually won the Basquiat book. She gave the answer to your question.
Of course.
Okay. So we have to let the audience in on the answer.
Oh, the beginning of Kwanzaa. Now, you know, Igor already said this, but it was Milana Ron Karenga who was the founder of Kwanzaa and began it here in the United States in 1966.
That's right. Dr. Milana Karenga, exactly, was the creator of Kwanzaa here. But
now,
you
let
know,
me give you a little hot tip.
Okay.
He'll be here in March.
All right.
You know, there's a...
That is a hot tip.
There's a Pan-African conference coming. Where?
To Houston?
To Houston.
Okay.
And I talked with Milana while we were at the Millions More Movement. He's coming. Dr. Leonard Jeffries is coming. I also talked to Asa Hilliard. They're all coming. Now, this is a hot tip. You won't get this anywhere else.
All right.
But they're all coming for the Pan-African Conference here live in Houston, Texas. So,
all
you
right.
know, your show is going to be jumping, I'm sure, for
the right.
whole
well,
month before.
Sounds
end.
Like it's going to be, February will be extended.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You know,
because
Morgan Freeman issued
say
a
that.
Statement and said that, you know, he's tired of our history being condensed into 1 month. I say ashe to that.
Ashe.
So we make Amen. It our point to deal with African history 365 days because we live it.
That's right.
You know, and we embrace other cultures, we still live in the skin we're in.
And we still have enough things to do every day of the year.
Mm-hmm. I know they're saying, hurry up and give the books away. All right.
You're
listening to the Kwanzaa Live special, sort of kind of live. I mean, we're live here in the studio. Mr. Robert is live on location, right?
That's right.
Kwanzaa Celebration 2005, Join Shape Community Center at the Third World Multipurpose Center. I must say this tonight, though, because tonight's Kwanzaa, it's not on this flyer. I don't see it, but it should be. And I've got to talk to Shape about that. But tonight's Kwanzaa is being sponsored by three groups. One is the Presenting the Arts, founded by Ron Scales, who also founded the Community Music Center that brings you Motown. Well, the Community Center was the first group to bring the Motown show to Miller Theater.
Lordy, lordy.
So now it's being produced by someone else. Mm-hmm. However, Ron Scales Presenting the Arts, and the second group is the Breakfast Club, and the third group is Amandalai Productions. So those three organizations.
Who runs Amandalai Productions?
Hey, they say it's some crazy woman trying to run an organization with very little money. But anyway, we'll talk about
that's a whole other story.
I know. But Amandalai Productions, Breakfast Club, and Presenting the Arts, they are the sponsors.
All
as
right.
well as Pacifica Radio KPFT.
That's
90.1
right. Say
FM.
It loud and proud.
Yes, we are the media sponsors for Kwanzaa tonight. So I want to say thanks to all of those groups for making it all happen, as well as the Greater Houston Kwanzaa Planning Committee. And of course, Kwanzaa starts tonight, December 26th through January the 1st. But you can put this on your calendar tomorrow. They'll be out at the Girls and Boys Preparatory Academy. I met a very lovely woman today at Target.
All right.
And she heard me say Kwanzaa, and she stopped her basket and turned around. She said, did you say Kwanzaa? I said, yeah. Did I win a prize? But she said, look, I'm here from Boston. I've been here 2 years. I've been trying to find a Kwanzaa, and I heard you say Kwanzaa. Where is it?
All right.
So if she didn't make it tonight, she's probably listening on the radio, and hopefully she'll become a member of Pacifica. She's really excited about participating. For now, we have the Thornton Dowell exhibit is also at the Museum of Fine Arts. So this here we are in December. There are two major African-American exhibits at the Museum of Fine Arts. Of course, the Basquiat, that brother, you know, he was part Haitian as well.
That's right.
But we still, you know, we claim it.
We claim everything that comes out the motherland.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. So, we have these two wonderful books, but for now, we'll be giving away the Thornton Dial catalog.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. This thing looks like it costs a couple hundred bucks. It's a hardback.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent. So, I'm going to let you, again, give the trivia questions. If y'all get mad, that means the questions are too hard. But for now, we have Minister Robert on the line. He's going to talk to us about the keynote speaker.
Come.
Think about that. Give them the questions so they can think about it, and then we'll tell them when to call.
Okay, the question.
For the Thornton Dowell catalog.
For the Thornton Dowell catalog. What is the second principle of Kwanzaa?
And this is for members only.
For members only. We want the African name and what it means.
All right. Second principle, Kwanzaa, members only. We'll tell you when to call, but for now we're going to go live to Minister Robert Muhammad.
Come in, Minister Robert.
Yes, Kumbari Ghani.
Umoja.
Unity.
we're sitting here with our speaker for tonight. We don't like to call him keynote speaker, but the one who delivered our message tonight, whom the ancestors used to deliver the word tonight. We have with us from New Orleans a brother, a scholar, a leader, an organizer, one who really needs no introduction, but Mike, to this Houston audience. But I'm talking about M. Tangalizi Sanyika.
Sanyika.
Yes, he delivered this word, a message to the black man and the black woman in North America and throughout the world. And so I'm going to put him on the line right now so he can talk to you just briefly. He can summarize what he said, and you can talk to him and let the city get a little taste of what we just got a taste of. M. Tangalizi, here he is.
Sanyika, come in and talk to us.
All right, brother. Greetings.
Yes.
Habari Ghani.
Oh, Moshe Nakwanza. First, let me thank brother Robert Muhammad, who is my friend and who is an Orleanian. We have just decided that he belongs to us, too, just like so many of you Houstonians
all
do.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm glad to have the opportunity once again to share some thoughts and some views on this occasion, the celebration of Kwanzaa. What I tried to say tonight basically was that after 39 years, Kwanzaa is to us a point of struggle within the framework of our culture that informs us about what we are struggling for, but that we must keep our eyes on the prize of liberation and justice and reconciliation for all of that which has been created. That Kwanzaa was given to us as a gift, we think, by the Holy Spirit, by the divine creator,
yes,
to help remind us of our identity, our purpose, and our direction, and that's how we should use it, in addition to all of its artistic dimensions, that culture and political struggle are one, they cannot be separated, and that we, the people of New Orleans, intend to continue to use Kwanzaa as a means of celebration and a means of struggle. But we want to invite Houstonians to come and spend part of Kwanzaa with us next year. That's the sum of it, I think.
Excellent, Brother M. Tangalizi, and thank you so much for joining us. I thought you were still in New Orleans, and I want to thank you also for connecting us with Brother Herb. He was a part of our Nguzu Saba celebration, did not tell me that he was this prolific poet, you know, so he had to come and spit some poetry, as the young people say, and I was I was stunned.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. New Orleans is so full of talented young women and young men. Anywhere you go, talent is just so spontaneous that way, and we're glad to share it with others, and especially here in Houston, where we really, really feel ourselves to be at home.
Amen.
So we've got many, many more people to share it with you, and we look forward to being a part of your celebration, and I'll be going home to New Orleans on tomorrow, and I'll be bringing greetings from Houston to the Kwanzaa celebration in New Orleans there. So thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a wonderful and happy and marvelous Kwanzaa, and keep on struggling for black folks' liberation and the liberation of all people against injustice everywhere.
Thank you, brother. That's Brother M. Tangalizi Sanyika, who's a professor of New Orleans, live coming to you from the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Inner Street. If you want to partake, the night is still young.
Kwanzaa
will be happening until probably about 10 or 11 tonight. And that's Inner Street is, of course, off of Alabama and Holman. So you can join them. Minister Robert Muhammad is there. KPFT is representing. Want to thank again the sponsors for Kwanzaa tonight, Presenting the Arts, the Breakfast Club, and Amandala Productions. You know, there would be no show without people in the background. And tonight, as the good minister says, on the wheels of steel.
On the wheels of steel.
If I can borrow that term, Brother Abdul Wahid is holding it down.
Holding it down.
And Brother Ege is also anchoring tonight, giving us historical updates. And I've happened to be joined by a very special minister from the Shrine of the Black Madonna, who's all over the place. But he just kind of came in, still with the Arizona, Nevada, Las Vegas tan on him.
Las Vegas.
Where were you?
I was in New Mexico.
Okay, New Mexico. But close to Las Vegas, but New Mexico. All right. He didn't go to Las Vegas, y'all. He was in New Mexico. But you got this, the dirt is red there, you know. The clay is red like Africa.
Well, let me say this, too.
And you got this glow.
This glow I have is also because this is one of my favorite times of year. And it has a couple of...
So Rudolph is not the only person who glows.
Well, let me say something else.
The only thing that glows.
There was an important young person who was born on December 26th.
Yes.
And came out of a little town called Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday. The Stevie Wonder version. Happy birthday to ya. There's Brother Fanon's birthday tonight.
Thank you.
Sister Fahima's birthday is in a couple nights.
That's
and
right.
Brother Kamal Kalfani.
And Pastor Faraji. We were both born the same day.
And so. Minister Robert. He had one, I think,
His comes up a little later on.
Okay.
In the week.
All right.
But it's a good time of year. It's a good time of year.
Oh, you're spending your birthday with us. How?
That's right. And yeah. So, you know, it's been a wonderful celebration because on the 25th, we had a wonderful service yesterday at the Bookstore and Culture Center for our Sunday service. And we celebrated the birth of our brother, Jesus, another good black man. So we have all these great black men coming around this time of year. And there's some wonderful black women who also come around this time of year. Now, we also want to share quickly that words of wisdom resonate in your mind. And we have one. I'm going to just pick one right off your top.
It okay.
says, time is longer than rope.
Time is longer than rope. That's deep. Now, what country is that from, bro?
Well, now, you know, I don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, well, let's see.
Oh,
let's
the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Virgin Islands?
I've been to
Galveston. Well, you're from Galveston. No, the Virgin Islands, it's a beautiful place. And one thing that you find, and this is also true during Kwanzaa celebrations, when you're having a good time, time flies.
Mm.
Just like, it doesn't seem like we've been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes.
An hour and 15 minutes.
And we only got 45 minutes left.
That's it.
And we got to read all this stuff and tell everybody where everything's going to be.
And we will do that.
Okay, we better get some
music. So thanks again to our program director, Ernesto Aguilar. Thanks to our manager, general manager, Dwayne Bradley, Osei, and the entire staff. They're all off today trying to, you know, do the great thing, the holiday thing. We deserve it.
Osei is down at Ennis. I know it. She's down there.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. Well, next, coming up, we're going to go to our brother, Femi Kuti. Femi Kuti. And as we go to Femi Kuti, the question for this next gift that we have.
What is the second day of Kwanzaa, the African name, and what it means?
What is the second day of Kwanzaa, and what does it mean? You know the number, 713-526-5738. Members only.
Oh, members only, 713-JAM-KPFT.
Yeah, we'll do non-members a little later on, but right now I think it's high time that we reward our members for participating, for letting us float financially.
Float.
Yeah.
Float on.
Float on, yeah.
Float on.
So each and
float
every
on.
Fund drive, we have people who are committed to the station who donate. Sometimes they donate 2 and 3 times a year. In fact, as we talk about donation, I want to thank Dr. Alonzo Peters.
All right.
Last night I was at a event, a relative's house, at my sister's house, and he just wrote a check out to Connect the Dots.
Amen.
Just like that.
Just like that.
He said, oh, I forgot to play my pledge. Can you take it? I said, yeah. So he wrote it out to KPFT, and I have it here. So again, members only, we have something special for you. A Thornton Dial hardback catalog from the Museum of Fine Arts. Remember, both of those exhibits are happening now through February. The Basquiat exhibit will be there. Thornton Dow, I'll give you the date when it closes, but if you call now, 713-526-5738,
713-JAM-KPFT.
And you answer the question.
What is the second day of Kwanzaa, the African name, and what it means?
Mm, I can't believe these phone lines are silent. But anyway, Ayana, you cannot call back. But all right.
We'll go to the music and then we'll give everybody a chance to call in.
That's right.
And many don't try to change, but things still remain the same. So, you see, my brothers, you can but only do your best.
Do your best.
Then you will have to leave a rest.
wall of rainbow beads took you from one room into another. And remember when carpet was all shag and all shaggy, even in the bathroom? And remember those velvet pictures that seemed to be in every black living room? Like the one with a beautiful, strong black man and a beautiful, strong black woman, both displaying beautifully picked afros and both displaying beautiful dark brown skin and both just displaying beauty and blackness together on velvet. And remember on the other side of the living room, diagonal to the strobe light and right above the beanbag, there was a picture of another strong black man with a well-defined black arm reaching down a wall to help another black man. Cause he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Remember? Remember when there weren't any bars on windows and when drive-bys were a thing of the future and when the word Crip was used to describe disabled people and when the word blood was used to acknowledge everybody? Like, what's happening, blood? Remember? Remember when even white folks were trying to have afros? And when Jerry curls had not yet been invented, but when brothers had perms that looked better than the sisters, remember? Remember when Michael Jordan was Dr. J and Emmitt Smith was O.J. Simpson and Barry Bonds was Reggie Jackson and Evander Holyfield was Muhammad Ali? The greatest of all time, and the greatest love of all. Remember? Remember puka shells and mood rings and 8-track tapes and white wall ties and bell-bottom pants and butterfly collar shirts and platform shoes with goldfish in them? And remember big caddies and big pimps and little phrases like groovy, right on, hey baby, and dig it, yeah, dig it, y'all, diamond in the back, sun rooftop, dig in the scene with a gangsta lean, ooh. And remember dashikis and afros and afro pics with black power fists? Just to remind us that power could come with a simple flick of the wrist. And remember watching flicks like Superfly, Dolomite, Coolie High, Cleopatra Jones, Blackula, Black Caesar, Free the Hard Way, the Mac, and that cat who was a bad mother? Just talking about Chef. And remember the music. And not just the listening to the music, but the living with the music. Like getting it on with Marvin Gaye. Like turning off the lights with Teddy Pendergrass. Like staying together with Al Green. Like waiting and acting silly with Denise Williams. Like singing a song for you with Donny Hathaway. Like calling your name with Switch. Like loving the sunshine with Roy Ayers. Like loving you with Minnie Riperton. Like taking the midnight train to Georgia with Gladys. Like being taken there by the Staple Singers. Like moving on up with Curtis Mayfield. Like getting your car washed by Rolls Royce. And wishing on a star while you wait. Like, add your memory. Remember your living room. Remember your wardrobe. Remember your favorite music. Remember all of the memories. And if you're not old enough to remember, find someone who is. And tap in and be in and chill in and feel in and dig in. The 70s Yeah, dig in, y'all. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop. Dig in the scene with the gangster lean. Ooh. And remember, I'm D Knowledge. Thank you.
This is Minister Robert Muhammad. Join KPFT as we celebrate the first night of Kwanzaa live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., a celebration of Umoja, Unity, family celebration at the 3rd Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Remember, that's live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., the first night of Kwanzaa.
Let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
Priestess of Soul.
Yes, the High Priestess of Soul, the great ancestor Nina Simone playing underneath us. You can hear her jamming on the piano there.
Yeah.
She's playing and singing.
Well, you know, she's got some proteges that are following behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Ayanna Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Liz Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill Scott.
That's right.
And Alicia Keys.
Yes.
All these are sisters who not only sing, but do poetry and perform.
Right. Well, let's talk about our winner. Somebody won the Thornton Dowell.
Well, book. All right, then.
That's a hardback catalog. I mean, it is really, really nice. I want to remind you that the Thornton Dowell exhibit is going on now at the Museum of Fine Arts, and that exhibit will be up for at least a month or so. The Thornton Dowell and the Basquiat exhibit, you can go by and see it any day at the Museum of Fine Arts. It is free of charge on Thursdays. It is an extraordinary exhibit curated by a number of people. I know Alvia Wadlaw, Dr. Mm-hmm. Wadlaw, is one of the curators. Also, did you know that Amiri Baraka's daughter is one of the curators for the Basquiat exhibit?
All right.
Well, she was here along with her dad and her brother.
While I was out of town?
Yes, while you were out of town.
Well, I know y'all represented.
Yes.
Amen. Let me say this. We have a winner.
Yes.
It's important to announce the winners.
Yes.
The winner, let me see if I can get this African name right. Sister Abisola.
Abisola?
Abisola.
Okay.
Okay.
She's the winner.
She's the winner.
All right. Now, we have 30 minutes left in this broadcast.
How many more prizes we got to give away?
That's it. We have at least one more to give away.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. But Ege is going to tell us a little bit about Thornton Dow and Basquiat. So you're going to get two for one now.
Two for one.
And then we'll go back to Minister Robert Muhammad. Want to remind everybody, this is a Kwanzaa special, and you're listening to
KPFT. Akua Holt.
And a KPFT.
Oh, that's right. This is
90.1. We didn't say who we were. They don't know who we are.
Okay.
All the time.
Who are we?
You are.
I am Brother Fanah from the Operation Unity Network and also Reverend Fanah from the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
And I'm Akua Holt, producer of Pan-African Journal and Connect the Dots.
And one of the people who run Amandala Productions.
That's right, Amandala Productions and Presenting the Arts as well as the Breakfast Club. They're sponsors of Kwanzaa.
Marcus Davis, my brother.
Yes, and you know, they also have opened the Reggae Hut now. From 5
Praise
to 9,
Lord.
Every night, Reggae Hut is open. We'll
Amen.
Be talking about that. But for now, Ege is going to talk to us about Thornton Dow and Basquiat. You can see both of those exhibits at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Born in 1960 to a middle-class Haitian and Puerto Rican family, Jean-Michel Basquiat was an art star of the 1980s, whose rise and fall were rapid and dramatic. A rebel, high school dropout, and part of the downtown New York scene, he was influenced by the violence of street life and by the life and work of Andy Warhol, who became his mentor. Basquiat started as a graffiti artist, making images and slogans on the walls of buildings, and also produced painted t-shirts, found object assemblages, and paintings. In the early 1980s, he was discovered by the art establishment, and his works in paint and crayon on unprimed canvas, featuring crude, angry, and rawly powerful figures and graffiti-like written messages, were much sought after by collectors. He died of a heroin overdose at the age of 27 in 1988. Thornton Dow, a self-taught artist born in 1928, began painting after his retirement. In his words, "I didn't have no real job, so I made a job making art." After his family laughed at his paintings, he buried them and created many of his works in secrecy. Dow's work is more complex and sophisticated than the naive style so often associated with outsider art. Some of his works incorporate materials such as rugs matted with paint, furniture, and sculptural objects. Dow first came into the spotlight after being discovered and promoted by folk art collector Bill Arnott. Now Dow's work has stretched the borders of both folk art and modern art. Not long ago, Dow was unaware of the formal meaning of art, yet he recently stated in an interview, "Art ain't about paint, it ain't about canvas. It's about ideas. I have now found how to get my ideas out, and I won't stop. I got 10,000 left."
Free.
No
such unprecedented levels of unregulated violence against them. The psychic violence taught to hate ourselves and told we have the wrong hips and lips and noses and hair texture and skin pigmentation. Physical violence, slavery, Jim Crow, lynching, police brutality. But we engage in a sweet and sad indictment of such misery with the strength of our souls and with the vision of our struggle. Through great sadness and sorrow, we forge a grand faith and hope in the future. Future.
From the love of the land to something less than a man, he held his head up high for you and I, had to keep hope alive so that he could survive. So one day.
Habari Ghani, Minister Robert.
Yes, Habari Ghani, what's the news? And I have here with us the Executive State Community Center and a man of many talents and skills, one of which to keep pulling this together. We've come a long way. You know, the old Virginia Slims commercial said we've come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, and something strange is happening to your phone. I don't know what, but we'll do this.
Well, ain't nothing strange happening in my phone.
There we go. Okay, we got you.
On our side, something strange is happening.
We hear you now.
Okay, well, like I said before, the Virginia Slims commercial said we come a long way, baby. We come a long way from buckets in the middle of Shake Community Center with the roof leaking all the way over here to the Third Ward Multipurpose Center. I have with the executive director of Shake Community Center, Brother DeLord Parker, and he's going to take you further into what took place tonight and what will be coming up on the next six nights of Kwanzaa throughout the city. Brother DeLord Parker, here he is.
DeLord, bring it
happy
home
Kwanzaa,
to us.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Umoja, unity.
Umoja. I was going to say, we've been jamming on this end, brother. We've been playing some of everything. We've been playing Trickle Down, Queen Noor.
I know you were doing Kwanzaa thing on the air.
Steve Cobb and Chavanduka. You know it can't be Kwanzaa without Steve Cobb and Chavanduka.
He turned it on. He blew it out tonight. I hope that you all replay his speech somewhere.
Okay.
Somebody recorded it.
Yes.
The brother gave a message tonight was just profound. And profound, literally profound. This place is filled to capacity.
Amen.
I mean, like every seat in the house is filled. 22 vendors here tonight selling their wares. We had some brothers came from Eagle Lake with some beans, some organic greens.
Okay.
You know, and so when we called in,
Lord, just save us a plate, because you know every year for 9 hours here at the station holding it down, we get back to the center, everything is gone.
And we're coming to the center.
I'm not going to only save you a plate. I'm going to save you some organic greens.
All right.
I'm going to give you at least 7 bunches. No, 10 bunches.
Really? Okay. It's excellent. Thank you.
They come all the way from Eagle Lake, Texas. That was part of the harvest. You know, Kwanzaa is about bringing in the harvest.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about no Fiesta harvest. We're not talking about no Kroger harvest. We're talking about a harvest that actually came from the fields that our brothers and sisters did themselves. So that was beautiful tonight. And Brother Danglisi spoke tonight. We had Brother Bill Milligan and Kobe co-hosting the show at the Kwanzaa celebration tonight. We have
what about any sisters? Any sisters on the program?
Miss Keisha just finished giving
going out. Down.
All right.
No, Sister Keisha. Miss Keisha.
Yeah.
Yes. Is Miss Denver there? Mama Denver?
Hey, you know that, and guess what? My son, my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Mira is going to be coming on in a few minutes.
Excellent.
And she's going to be doing some of her stuff. You know, she was on that thing, Are You the Girl? But she is the woman. She couldn't win that one because she's not the girl. She's a woman.
That's right.
So she's going to be performing tonight, along with my son, is going to be preparing that for every album. I think it'll be a wonderful. You'll be into about 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, good.
And
we're gonna come over.
Year,
we're coming over.
Come over. I know you will.
Well, Deloitte, let me tell you this: Ron Scales could not be with you tonight. He sent an email.
We put you on the show. We talked about Amala Production and the arts, and with Ron being the co-sponsor tonight, along with Reggae Hut and
the Breakfast Club.
And the Breakfast
That's
Club.
That's right.
You know, and Ron go do another night. We're going to give him another night of Kwanzaa.
Okay, excellent. But he did want you to know that he would love to be here, but his mom is ill or not feeling well. But anyway, I just wanted to give you that update, and thank you so much for being with us. We can feel the energy over here at 419
Love it. I feel so good about it, sister. And we let people know that call Shape and look on our website, shape.org.
Oh, yes. We've been giving that out.
That's right.
We've been giving it out all night. The number. You know what, Deloitte? I was at Target today, and I met a sister from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
She heard me say the word Kwanzaa, and she stopped in her tracks. She said, please tell me where Kwanzaa is. I've been here two years.
She came up and talked to me. Right?
Did she really?
She bought a hoop.
Did she? How powerful Kwanzaa is, and that's how powerful it is having it every night, the Greater Houston Kwanzaa Committee hosting Kwanzaa, because without that, I wouldn't have been able to give her a location.
Look, let me tell you something.
Guess what? I was with Ayana.
Brother Robert Mohammed. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Muslim fight, you know him?
Yeah,
we think we know him.
He's over here, and he's keeping the spirit alive, you know.
Yeah.
He's keeping the spirit alive, and, you know, sister, I'm just excited to be, because it's no longer a shakedown. It's the Greater Houston Kwanzaa Committee.
Yes, it is.
So, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
You want to tell us what's going on the rest of the week?
Okay,
I don't know if we have time to run down the week, but we do Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's do that, Deloitte, because we're running out of time.
Where is it going to be tomorrow? Where is it tomorrow? 27, where are we going to be?
It looks like you're going to be at the Girls and Boys Prep.
Girls and Boys Prep tomorrow. That's on Belford. Call Shape and get the directions, and it's going to be very nice over there. Plenty of food and everything. We fasting tonight. I know Brother Robin ate it. I said that because he was hungry.
Uh-huh.
He gonna crack. So we're gonna be at the Girls and Boys Prep tomorrow, and let's take one night at a time.
Right. I did hear him say something about some greens or something or some bean pie.
He's talking about those greens, but they're not cooked yet, so still cool. So if he eat those greens tonight, you know he's changed his
Sunshine, glad to hear it.
And get ready for the rest of the program, but I'm going to turn you back over to Robert.
All right. Listen to Deloitte Parker, Shea Community Center, Executive Director, Greater Houston, right. Kwanzaa Committee. Minister Robert Muhammad just said, all right. I heard you in the background.
Yeah, we were having a good time in here. But it's wonderful. It's thick. The excitement, the electricity is palatable. I mean, you can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very, very wonderful night. And we're just excited. And I'm happy to be here and honored to be over here representing Connect the Dots and Pan-African Journal and representing KPFT over here. And we got a little table here with our banners out, our T-shirts and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just doing our thing over here. So we want to thank you, Akua, for once again producing another wonderful show. And we want to thank Wally Mufanan, my brother from the Shrines of the Black Madonna, once again, Operation Unity in full effect.
Brother Abdul Wahid is here holding it down.
He's working the ones and the twos.
The wheels, yes, he is.
Yeah,
and we also have Brother Ege, which you haven't met, but the two of them have been holding it down and really doing a wonderful job tonight.
Ege.
We can't close without thanking our program director, Ernesto Aguilar, and our general manager, Dwayne Bradley, and the entire staff here at KPFT. Robert, also, this is what I'm going to do, because you have a couple of T-shirts there, right?
Yes.
So for the first three people who show up, they get a free T-shirt tonight. Let's say on Pacifica Radio, if you're listening to the sound of our voices here, you drive over to 3611 Innis Street, you'll get each person, the first three people, you'll get a free T-shirt, KPFT bumper sticker, and also you'll get to meet the host of Connect the Dots. How about that?
Tell him I'm over in that corner. Over when you come in, you look on the right hand side. I'm over there in that corner. You'll see my KPFT banner, and you see all of us over there in that corner. But if you heard this show, you can get three free T-shirts waiting for you right here.
Wait.
But until Connect the Dots on Wednesday. I want to greet everybody in peace and in love. Assalamu alaikum. See you. Come on up here and get your free T-shirt, because we'll be waiting for you at the table.
Well, alaikum assalam.
All right, my brother.
That's Minister Robert Muhammad. And coming to us live from the Third Ward Multipurpose Center, I'm Akua Holtz.
And this is Reverend Fanon.
And we'll be back right after more music. Stay tuned. Have another program for you at 9 o'clock coming up. This is Pacifica Radio. We have another free item to give away. And we said that, the last few callers, we wouldn't make them members.
No.
So anyone can call and get this, but you still have to answer Brother Fanon's trivial question. He's holding it down with our Kwanzaa trivial tonight. So, what's the next question?
The next question. I think we're going to make this kind of simple.
Okay.
The last day of Kwanzaa has a name, an African name, and it has a principle. And whoever calls in, anybody who calls in, tells us the last name and the principle. And just to make it a little tricky, where that celebration is going to be at on January
1st. That's rough. All right, that made it tricky. But you said it was going to be simple. We already have a winner.
And they know where the celebration is going to be at already?
Okay.
Wow.
Remember I told you got to ask the questions succinctly so people can hear them. Okay, Christine. All right, well, we have a winner on that one, so you don't even have to. All right, Imani, she answered the question.
And she knows it's going to be at the Shrine of Black Madonna.
She don't even know what she's winning yet.
Well, you better tell her what she won.
All right, you will get a pass to the Museum of Fine Arts. All right, you'll get a one-day pass to the Museum of Fine Arts for two.
For two.
That pass is for two, and that is for a non-member. All right, non-member, you'll get a pass to the Museum of Fine Arts. Now, what's your second question?
I got another question?
Yeah, you got another. That winner was that.
Okay, well, we got to get another winner here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now.
Something simple, too, because we're almost out of time.
The next to last day, the sixth day, is always held at a particular place here in the city. It's where the first Kwanzaa celebrations were held at in the city. So if you can tell us the name of that place where the Kaumba celebration will be on New Year's Eve, if you can tell us the name of that place, you can win our next prize.
Does this place sell books?
No. No, this place doesn't sell books.
Oh, because I don't know the answer to that, and I'm looking at the thing.
That's right.
No,
you just have to tell us what we're going to win.
713-526-5738. Again, you will win a pass to the Museum of Fine Arts, a pass for two to see the Thornton Dow Basquiat exhibit.
All right.
And you know what? Coming up at the top of the hour, this is the most favorite part I have of this program. We have a pair of tickets to Alvin Ailey.
Ooh.
Alvin Ailey Dance Company will be performing at the Society of Performing Arts in February. So that's going to be the mother of all questions. So you have to stay tuned for that, and we'll be back right after this.
Listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, 90.1 FM, Houston.
Hooray, Baba Mall.
All right.
Baba Mall in the background, Amakua Holtz. And you know, it all starts with the woman. So this piece is about African woman. This is a classic Baba Mall. We are absolutely out of time. But this
absolutely.
Has been a
wonderful
evening.
Let me say some
evening.
Things right quick. First, if you need some information on the World Wide Net, shape.org, you can find out where everything's going to be taking place this week for Kwanzaa. Also, you can call 713-521-0629. All the events are open and free to the public.
That's right. And want to remind you, Kwanzaa is happening tomorrow night at the Girls and Boys Prep on Wednesday night. Join them at Nia Cultural Center in Galveston, as well as the
Bethany Baptist Church out
yes,
here on Homestead.
And the Blue Triangle Y. That's right. And Say Hi will be on Thursday night. I'm a cool Holt signing off, and this has been a special Kwanzaa edition. Still have another pass to give away to the Museum of Fine Arts. We'll just say third caller is yours, 713-526-5738. Thanks
again.
And
the sister who called in earlier, you did get the answer right.
That's
when
right.
When you said shape sense. So if you call back, we'll get your prize to you.
That's right. Good night.
Habari Ghani.
Greetings, this is Minister Robert Muhammad. Join KPFT as we celebrate the first night of Kwanzaa live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., a celebration of Umoja, Unity, family celebration at the 3rd Ward Multipurpose Center, 3611 Ennis. Remember, that's live, Monday, December 26th from 7 to 9 p.m., the first night of Kwanzaa.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.